Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Lou, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sane Man, been watching your videos since 2014. Huge respect for your efforts in liberating men from this gynocentric matrix that we're living in today. I wanted you to make a video on this phrase a pimp out of all people told me, and he said that women have the license to lie. When he said this, it just confirmed why I should stay going my own way. Cheers. Well Lou, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Pimps are great at understanding female nature because they have to manage a menagerie of madams and be able to wrangle them effectively so they don't run away. So they have to be amazing manipulators of women who themselves are amazing manipulators of men. Lies are in women's DNA. The women that took responsibility for their terrible actions didn't have their descendants make it here today because all the male cavemen left them outside for supper for their saber-toothed tigers. So it's a biological instinct for survival. Another reason they have a license to lie is because of men's instinct to provide care and comfort for all women because it increases our chances of sleeping with them and passing down our genes. We accept the lie so we can lay down in bed next to them. They bred that characteristic into us. And so long as we're in love with the woman in our lives and wearing those love goggles, it amplifies our nature to simp. If you call out a woman on her lies, there are always white knights there to brigade you for attacking her. How do you beat an opponent that has bred you to let her win? If you call a woman out on her lies, she'll just continue to lie to you to basically agitate you even further. So what's the point? You can't win unless you just walk away, then her lies won't be heard by anyone. I'm tired of listening to women lie to men when both of us know it's not the truth, and it's getting boring. I have identified this specific type of NPC behavior in them, and I've moved on from it. It's annoying at this point. I don't get angry that I'm being lied to. I'm angry that a woman is lying to me and she doesn't understand why she's doing it in the first place. If she made the effort to understand it was a survival strategy, then she could reason her way out of her bad behavior and tell the truth, and not worry that I would actually give her five across the eyes. But she's scared, so the lies end up kicking in. When they lie to me, I don't even argue with them anymore. I recognize that it's a lie and either work around them or simply avoid them. There's no use calling them out on it anymore. They'll continue to argue with you, trying to convince you it's truth, basically trying to gaslight you into thinking that you're just imagining the truth along with their lies. Remember that women go for distance and irritation. They don't tell you to shut up, and so they talk so much that you get frustrated with them and stop talking, because it's going nowhere. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to catching women in a lie and showing them proof, and yet they continue lying, clown world show. It's not just the emotional upset that's a problem with women's lies. Their license to lie gets dangerous when it comes to your freedom these days. They now have a license to lie when it comes to false allegations, and 99.99% of the time, they never have to pay for that crime, or even when the man gets sentenced to prison for something he didn't do, even when the woman is caught lying. The phrase believe all victims should come to mind. Well, if you label a woman as a victim, or she labels herself that, and you have to believe all victims, then she can make her enemies or men she simply doesn't like disappear into the prison system. Increasingly, we have a legal system where a woman's lies are the truth, and a man's truth is lie. You could actually see this after the Jean Gomeshi trial here in Canada about 5 years ago. His accusers claimed that he did all kinds of kinky bondage and discipline things with them without their consent, but he kept all the emails asking them if they were okay doing it ahead of time. His accusers didn't think he had all those records saved, and he embarrassed them in court. He used that truth to get acquitted, and women in Canada demanded that the legal system change, so that evidence would be weighted differently or not be admissible in the future. But luckily for us, the criminal and civil legal system still holds up the truth to some relevant degree. But the family court system, that's a different story. I can't tell you how many guys over the years have told me about the lies their ex-wives told in the divorce court. They were admissible as evidence. There was absolutely zero proof, yet we all know divorce court is supposedly there to protect the mother and children from the big bad patriarchal dude. It wasn't until 20 or 30 years ago that cops would believe a man when he was actually the victim of domestic assault. At least the cops are a little bit more discerning these days about who's the victim and who's the perpetrator. All of the lies that I've spoken about at this point are small and medium-sized. I'm not belittling guys that have been through divorce rape hell. But those lies are not nearly as devastating as the largest ones women tell. Not with their words, but with their actions. Women's greatest lies are the unspoken ones. The ones where she pretends to be into the same sports ball team as you, or into the same nerd culture. Meanwhile, she's just interested in the same lifestyle choices as a way to attract you. She's just playing the part of that female chameleon. Then over the course of a few years, she changes back slowly to the woman she always was. And you never suspect anything because the love goggles keep you blind to this truth. Or she behaves one way around her friends and completely different a way around you. She's lying about who she is and what she's interested in. Only once you've been with women that do that to you do you understand what betrayal really is. It's like she raped your very spirit or soul. That's why if I ever date again, it's going to be with a woman that's been single for years. If that's even possible these days. And she's living her lifestyle not because she's interested in lying as a female chameleon, but because it's actually part of her actual identity. I'm annoyed with the small lies and don't sweat them too much. But the big lies with regards to her personal identity and lifestyle, I will never accept. Then there are also lies about how many men they've been with. I asked one woman how many men she slept with, and she said more than she wanted to, which is a way for her to cop out of saying 50 guys, or a way to say she regrets sleeping with all those men, but in reality she doesn't. So that's the lie. Yet I never corrected her on this and brought up her non-answer because I wanted to sleep with her. Mind you, she was tighter than a drum down there, so I wasn't really sure how many guys she'd been with. I met virgins with vaginas that felt like they welcomed an entire trucker convoy through them. I guess some women are more cavernous than others regardless of how many or how few man bits they've had inside of them. Another awful thing about women's lies is they're obsessed with us letting them into their lives and wanting us to be honest about our feelings, yet they lie to us about their appearance, identity, sexual history, true personality, and so much more. Lou, that pimp you spoke to is probably familiar with his working girls giving guys the girlfriend experience. That has to be one of the dumbest things in this world. She's not your girlfriend, but she'll act like it for an hour or two if you pay her just right. So if that's the case, how do you know your girlfriend isn't just lying to you and giving you the girlfriend experience, meanwhile she doesn't even like you as a human being? Once you see so many lies that women have told you in life, you start to see that lying isn't a license for most of them, but it's actually their default setting. To get a woman to admit to that truth is like convincing her to get a root canal. For her to tell you the truth means that she's vulnerable. Women work really hard to get the truth out of us so they can figure out our weaknesses and vulnerabilities. Why in the hell would she willingly tell you the truth about something important in her life that makes her vulnerable? Forget about it. That means you can use that information on her in the future. That's just going to create more stress for her, and we all know how much women like to handle stress. Women have lied to me about their intentions, their health, and what they spent their money on, and so much more. After being vulnerable with them, they then turn around and deeply betray me through lies of omission over and over again. How can I ever trust them again? They're allowed to get away with this because we let them. Because we love them when we don't want to hurt them. So instead we let them hurt us over and over again until some of us finally grow up and give up on them. Then they lie to us once again, saying that we hate women, hoping that we prove them wrong and start loving women again. Because we don't want to see them upset. It's a miracle our species ever got this far. We may still go extinct if female empowerment continues unchecked, and women run the government while birth rates collapse, all the while preventing us from using surrogacy or developing the artificial womb. Wouldn't that be something? Women so desperate to be independent that they would rather the species end instead of letting men use technology to reproduce. They'd probably just try to stop us because they want to keep that pesky lie about women being the more important parent in a child's life going. If there were just as many single fathers as single mothers, I'm sure that they would find a way to lie about why children raised by men are doing better, because of patriarchy or some other nonsense. Plus, on average, men tend to be better at managing money and resources, so children raised by men alone would probably be doing a lot better off materially than the ones raised by independent women that like to splurge on $1,000 designer purses. For men, not only do we not have a license to lie, but we also have to constantly prove that we're telling the truth. If we have money, not only do we have to say we have it, but we also have to drive a fancy car and pay for expensive meals and clothing, or people won't believe that we're rich. Because women probably think to themselves, if they had all that access to money, they would generally splurge on hedonistic materialistic pursuits. They would never understand why a man would wear 5 or 10-year-old clothing and drive a 20-year-old car, if he didn't have to. If he tells them he has over $1 million, they will never believe him. He has to prove he's not a liar by buying things he doesn't need. Otherwise, people don't think he's telling that truth. Besides, truth is overrated. It was Plato that said no one is more hated than he who speaks the truth. So I guess no one hates women because they always have the ability to tell us sweet little lies. What's also dangerous about a woman telling you the truth is that she might be using it to build up your confidence, that you're her confidant, and she really trusts you. So you start to think she wants to have a relationship with you because she's sharing deep truths about her life, that she won't tell anyone else. But in actuality, she's just gaining your trust for ulterior motive's sake. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Lou for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the drunk women lie to you and say they want to smash you, but tell you the truth that they don't when they finally sober up. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that pretend to be someone they aren't and live a lie, all so they can trap you in a loveless, sexist marriage away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.